Hello, it's the year 2024. It's me, Matt Stewart, and we've sold out all four of our Do Go Ons live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But if you want to see me, you can do that. The show's called Dry Dryer, and we're at a new venue now. It's called The Grace Darling. Me and Sarenjaya Marnett, it's so much fun. The show's getting real good, I reckon. It's been heaps of fun, so we'd love to see you there. Use the discount code Do Go On for cheaper tickets. Also, we've now got the Do Go On quiz show. It's up online on the Stupid Old channel, so please check it out. Getting some lovely feedback so far. Please give it a watch, subscribe to the channel, maybe even comment on it, and, you know, feed those algorithm gods if you can. But love to see a Dry Dryer in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Check out the quiz show. Anyway, let's get on with this show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Matt here, just letting you know that this is another episode of our web series. It's on the Stupid Old channel. This is the audio version of it. Obviously, if you want to watch the visual version, you can do that at youtube.com/stupidoldchannel or just click on the link in the show notes here. Then you can see as well as hear, enjoying in all two of the senses, hearing, seeing, and throw in a third, enjoying. Anyway, this one's about the Rolex murder, but I'll let Jess take it from here. Please enjoy the episode. Like, subscribe, and share. And thanks for listening. On with the show.
If you've ever thought about buying a super expensive watch but thought, is it really worth it? Well, for one man, his luxury timepiece led the police straight to his murderer. This is the Rolex murder.
Whoa, wait, so you're saying we should buy a watch?
Well, if you're going to buy a watch, buy a mega expensive watch.
Okay, thank God. It's the only kind I would buy. So we're talking like, you know, one that says how many steps you've done?
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously.
Well, I'll talk to my bank manager.
Hello and welcome. My name's Jess Perkins. I'm here with Dave Warnocky and Matt Stewart. And you'll notice that none of us are wearing watches.
You haven't checked my leg. Imagine.
Imagine. Evan, could you put a watch on his leg?
Yes.
How would you check the time if you had it there the whole, always? It'd be very awkward.
I'm not giving Evan much of an opportunity.
Oh, it's like one of those Flavor Flav dangly ones.
Do you guys wear watches at all?
No, I did when I was a kid. And then mobile phones were invented.
Yeah. I used to feel naked without a watch. I used to love my watches, but now I'm a Fitbit girl. I love to check them steps.
Yeah, but Fitbit, that's like a watch.
Yeah, but as we'll find out, if you're going to buy a watch, you should probably buy a mega expensive one.
I'm a fan of Tissot.
Not expensive enough.
Okay.
Maybe it is, I don't know. I don't know that much about watches.
I just like the name Tissot.
Is that expensive?
I wanted to say Tissot.
Okay, go again.
Tissot.
Was that fun?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. It was fun to watch.
Have a go, Matt.
Tissot.
Oh, not as good from you. Okay. So.
Please.
Let me begin. On July 28th, 1996, a good year, a couple of fishermen were out in their trawler around 6 miles off Tynmouth in the UK. But instead of hauling in loads of fish, on this day they discovered a body.
Loads of body.
No, just one.
So a body. Whoa. Of water or?
No, a human body.
Oh, okay. In the body of water.
Never had to specify that before.
Body in a body. Whoa, it's like Russian bodies.
Body of water, body a human, inside him, little fish. I don't know, probably. The body was badly decomposed from being in the water for so long, so detectives were at a loss as to how they would identify this mystery man. Their only clue was a Rolex watch on his right wrist.
Ooh.
Right also, wrist.
Left-handed, probably, then.
Probably. I wear watches on my left, and I'm left-handed. Just another thing that's super interesting about me,
just
I guess.
So quirky.
Well, I'm quirky.
It's fascinating.
You know, you can never predict me. What's she going to do?
Left on left. Tell you what.
Yeah. What?
You know, lost for words.
Okay. So luckily, because Rolex is a luxury brand, they keep meticulous records of their products and any servicing or repairs that are done to their watches.
Does that include ones bought in Bali?
Yeah, they keep track of them all, mate.
That's a Rolex sick. Is a Rolex.
Even if they've got one L,
even
two
if
L's,
an
doesn't matter. There's a Z in there somehow.
It's still theirs.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a powerful corporation.
Honestly, they're running at a loss. Yeah,
even if it says Tissot.
They'll look after
Tissot.
It. They love time.
Yeah.
And helping you keep it.
Oh. Everyone's got to have a passion.
Yeah. So, yeah, they keep really meticulous records. So the serial number and the service documents of this particular watch showed that it had been taken to a jeweller in Harrogate twice in the 80s. The customer, 51-year-old Ronald Platt, a Canadian man living in the UK and working as a television repairman. Obviously, business is going well if he can afford a Rolex.
Right.
Unless it was a gift. But I don't know.
Yeah, did television repairmen get gifts? I doubt it.
Not on my Rolex.
Yeah, thanks for fixing the BBC. Here is a Rolex.
Oh, he fixed television. Yeah. Okay.
Wow, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, he fixes.
Oh, television repair, man.
Fix all the BBC.
He comes in and goes, this show's a bit shit. What you need is more laughs.
Yeah, and so he adds
and
a laugh
turn it into
track.
A comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. His answer is always a laugh track.
The news, it's dipped in ratings. Can we get a few more lols in?
Yeah. Get a clown on with a flower that has a water pistol in it.
Oh, he knows comedy.
Nothing about Ronald Platt's life stuck out to the police. No criminal record, no dodgy associates. So how did he come to wash up on a fishing trawler? What happened to him? The police went to Mr. Platt's home and his landlord suggested they speak to his best friend, a man named David Davies.
Oh,
fake name.
He's not real. Or he's a superhero.
Oh, okay. These are your two guesses so far.
Yeah. He's either made it up because in a secret life he's a superhero, or in a secret life he fucks horses or something like that.
Yeah. Those are the only two options.
Both well, superpowers in a way. Could be the same guy.
Yeah, it could be.
Super horse fuck.
Does he have to say it?
Yes.
Like that?
Super horse fuck. Nay! And then when he does that, he turns into a flying horse.
Does he save babies from burning buildings or anything?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
But he'll give them a ride once they've recovered. So one of the Superman will take them out, they'll recover in hospital and go, hey, want a clippity-clop on the back old super, sorry about this, mum and pup, super fuck horse, or whatever I am.
Or whatever I am. He's also mostly drunk.
Hey, Jester, go on.
Thank you. So they go to speak to the best friend, David Davies, who is an American man living in the UK with his young wife.
And he exists.
He exists.
Wow.
David Davies told the police that he'd given Mr. Platt some money to set up an electrical business in France, but he hadn't heard from his best friend for over a month. So he's like, I don't know, last time I saw him, I just gave him some money for a business, but no, I haven't spoken. I haven't spoken to him.
That's
my best friend.
Suspicious.
Does it?
Yeah, sounds like horseplay to me.
That's an interesting take. Stop bringing this back to horse fuck man. Stop hey, it. Stop it at once.
Yeah, well, that's who you're talking about. You brought him up.
Unbelievable. So one day a police officer was driving out to Mr. Davies' house to get a statement from him, get a written statement, and the officer took a wrong turn and ended up at the wrong property. Whoops.
Ended up in the wrong barn.
Yeah. So he apologised and explained that he was looking for Mr. Davies, but that homeowner looked confused and said, oh, but our neighbour's name is Platt.
But David Davies hasn't lived around this part for 30 years.
What happened to me to David Davies here? But Platt was a man they'd found dead.
Wow, so they luckily went down the wrong place.
Yeah.
Otherwise they would have knocked on a dead man's door.
Well, maybe. So who's David Davies?
Yeah, he's answered the dead man's door.
Oh, David Davies killed him. So David Davies was a horse.
No, David Davies is not a horse.
How have you come to that conclusion?
Oh, literally, I can explain it in my next sentence.
Please.
Oh, should we? Oh, I don't know. I want to know.
Should we break here?
It turned out that David Davies was actually Albert Walker, and he wasn't American. He was a Canadian fraudster who had fled to the UK.
So that was genuinely the fake name he came up with. David Davies.
It's so bad they'll never question it.
It's David. Think of something. David Z's.
Oh, David Davidsies.
David Davidsies, yes, that's me. Please.
That's better.
Yeah, it's
probably. That does sound like David Davidsies.
You're like, oh, my parents are a bit kooky. Anyway.
And then he starts pretending to be American from that point on.
Because he's like, it's the only accent I can do because it's close-ish to Canada.
Oh, David Davidsies. And I'm American. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. It's very different. So his name is actually Albert Walker.
And he's a crook.
And remember I was saying that David Davies was living in the UK with his young wife?
Yeah.
Turns out his young wife was actually his daughter, Sheena, who had fled with him to the UK.
Can I ask, is that also a fake name?
Sheena.
Yeah.
No, I believe that's actually her.
Sheena's shocker. Great. Sheena Walker.
Nah. She was pretending to be his wife as a cover story.
Why?
Exactly.
Why couldn't David Davies have had a daughter?
Sheena Davies. That sounds better.
Sheena Davies.
That sounds like a Hollywood star.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Gina Davies.
No, Sheena Davies.
Oh, my God.
She's not even listening to her own thing.
Albert Walker was a high school dropout who worked a few odd jobs before getting a job as a bank teller for a trust company. And he got some experience filing people's tax returns. And a couple of years later, he left his job to start his own company. Your name's Albert Walker. What are you going to name your company?
David Davies
TV repairs.
What about Walker Financial Services Incorporated?
Yeah,
that, I trust that. That sounds trustworthy.
It sounds right. Totally.
A guy who's accidentally done some people's bank tax returns.
Yeah, he's had a go a couple of times. It's turned out fine. So he starts his own business. Over time, though, his business actually did really well. It grew to 6 branches and nearly 30 employees.
What?
And things were going very well for him.
I think we might have actually had our tax done with him at one point.
Someone equally qualified. That was until 1986 when a stock deal he'd invested in crashed. And it turns out he'd also been embezzling money from around 70 of his clients to the tune of about $3.2 million. Ooh. Well, now he's facing 18 counts of fraud, money laundering and theft. So he fled to Europe in 1990, taking his middle daughter with him. Don't know why. Had other kids, left the wife and kids at home.
Middle daughter.
Any, me, yeah.
Nice. All right, hang on. Okay. All right, you guys all run around, and then when I yell stop, I'll open my eyes and stop.
All right.
Sheena, okay.
You're my pretend wife. Come with me.
Thank God it wasn't the 8-year-old. That'd be weird.
He's pointing at the cutlery drawer. All right. Get in.
I'm married to some spoons.
I need it. You're with me.
So Walker became Canada's most wanted criminal and the second most wanted by Interpol.
Wow.
When he settled in Harrogate, North Yorkshire, he took the name of one of his Canadian clients, David Davies. So David Davies does exist.
I had a teacher at my high school called David Davies.
Was he Canadian by any chance?
Now that I think about it. He's an upstanding science teacher.
Did he ever give you a ride on his back?
No. Every other kid, though, left me out. Pretty offended, to be honest.
Oh, you can't do that.
No.
Not in this day and age. You've got to invite all the kids to the pool party.
You've got to let every kid ride you at the same time. That sounded weird.
And you didn't realise, as you were saying it all before, that was going to sound a bit odd. You didn't have any thoughts about that. Only after.
Look, we all have regrets.
That's true.
This is one of mine.
I don't.
You really should.
Yeah, of the three of us, you should regret the most.
Hey, you brought up this horse fucking incident.
No regrets.
I respect that.
I'm just speaking truth to power.
Okay. Anyway, so he settled in the UK and he met and befriended this guy, Ronald Platt, and his girlfriend, Elaine. And Platt and Walker started a TV repair business together. So Platt had mentioned that he missed Canada and would like to live there again. And Walker saw his opportunity. He paid for a one-way ticket to Canada for Platt, but convinced him that he would need to leave behind his driver's license, birth certificate, and a stamp of his signature.
Yeah. Okay. Also a hair sample.
Yeah.
A little punnet of jizz.
Some blood.
Some blood. And his mother's maiden name.
Yeah, he could you leave him, that behind, please?
He told him he'd need all this so that he could continue their business while Platt went back to Canada. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's great. I support you.
Yeah.
But just so I can keep our business running.
Like when you rock up at people's houses to repair their TV. I've also got a business partner just to prove that. Here is his license,
yeah.
His birth certificate, the hair sample, the signature.
I would want that from any kind of service person me coming too. To my house. Yeah. Because even when I get groceries delivered, I'm like, tell me about yourself. What's going on here?
I'll also need your fingerprints on this gun.
If you could just pull the trigger with the gun loaded next to your head. And we're done.
Thank you very much.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
So yeah, look, to most people this would scream red flag, but Platt seemed to be not most people, and he was like, well, that's logical.
Yeah.
So he agreed.
Trustworthy.
Trusting.
What? Trusting.
Yeah, he's trusting.
I think, you know, it's weird that we see that, oh, it's like, oh, this idiot. It's like, oh, he believed in his friend. What a dickhead.
He trusted his friend. Never do that.
Mate, he left his license, his birth certificate and his signature behind. Yes, what a dickhead.
With his friend.
Would you give me that stuff?
Did he know that his friend is the most wanted man in Canada?
No. Funnily enough, he hadn't mentioned that.
Well, that's what kind of friendship is that? Built on lies.
Yeah, exactly.
In my mind, the real bad guy in this scenario is the one, which I can't remember the name, but one of the two.
Platt or Walker?
Platt or Walker.
Walker.
Or Davies, who's also Davies. Walker.
I think to me, it's the one who didn't let you ride on their horse, Dave.
Mm. Yeah.
That was the real criminal here.
My science teacher. Good guy.
So Platt agreed. He left behind his driver's license, birth certificate, and a stamp of his signature. And he went back to Canada in 1992, hoping to settle there permanently. As soon as he was gone, Walker then assumed his identity because he already had everything that he needed to do that, so it wasn't that hard.
And did he, when Platt left, did he leave his girlfriend behind or did he?
She must have gone too.
I'm also going to need your girlfriend.
Yeah, Walker just turns up one day and says, hey, baby. I'm
it's
your
me.
It's me, your boyfriend, Platt.
She's like, Dave, what are you doing here?
No, look, I've got his license, which doesn't match my face, admittedly. But
and I've got a stamp of my signature, so
I'm pretty sure.
Why do you need a stamp of your own signature? Convenience, duh. Why are you being weird today? Gaslighting. It works every time.
I feel like the signatures were such a weird time that we had, where a squiggle with your name. Oh, that proves it's you.
Yeah.
Like, how easy is that to learn?
I think we take signatures too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, we're too pedantic about them.
Doesn't
you know
mean
when you when you're getting a new passport and it has to match perfectly to the signature you wrote when you got your license at 18?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, do I still have to dot the I with a little love heart, do I?
Yes.
I've had the my rental bond rejected because to get it back at the end because my signature didn't match.
Same.
Do you know how they told me? They said, oh, this doesn't match. And then they sent me a copy of what it should look like and basically told me, just forge your own signature and then we're happy to give you the money back. When you can prove that someone can write a signature like that, you can have the money.
So you did the cock and balls and did the cock got and the balls. Cash back.
What can I say? 18 was a crazy time.
The cock and balls at hotmail.com. That was my signature. 69.
You wrote at hotmail.com. I love that squiggly A.
I do. Oh, it's a beautiful character, that squiggly A.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So glad it's in our lives. Mm. That's maybe that could be my signature, M squiggly A.
Yes. I love this for you. Yes.
It's nice and short, nice and sharp.
Try changing it on Twitter first and see how it feels.
Okay.
You know, you can test it out before you commit.
Try before you buy.
But anyway, now we've got two Ronald Platts.
This is confusing.
So the new Ronald Platt, so Albert Walker, could have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those pesky kids. Except that a few years later, the original Ronald Platt ran out of money and decided to come back to the UK, which he did in 1995.
Uh-oh.
But how did the real Ronald Platt end up dead in a fishing boat a year later?
The real Ronald Platt did.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it feels like that the fake Ronald Platt killed the real Ronald Platt so he could continue being the fake Ronald Platt.
That is a fascinating guess.
Now, to me, it seems like the real Ronald Platt fell into some sort of meat grinder and then tripped from the meat grinder into the ocean and died.
Okay.
Which one of us is closer?
Everything but his watch survived.
Yeah, those Rolexes, they are built to last. I'm going to, for probably maybe the first time, Matt's actually quite a bit closer there.
How's it feel?
I thought I was going with the obvious answer that was going to be wrong. Oh. So I feel weird about it, to be honest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I probably shouldn't have said anything. I feel like an idiot. I accidentally guessed it kind of wrong.
But I can just tell you about it now if you like.
No, don't bother.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is there a meat grinder at all?
No.
Any sort of grinders?
No.
Like a grinder monkey man?
Maybe somewhere in the world at this time.
Whoa, but, think about that.
Certainly not involved in this story. There would have been meat grinders just somewhere.
You're a really good guesser this week.
Yeah.
But there was also meat grinders somewhere.
So you're both doing super well.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
It's time for a meat grinder.
This is nice. Mm. A nice little moment.
Having fun here.
I'm not.
Tap out.
You want me to stop tapping?
It was just is it better sending me a Morse code message.
Yeah, is it better for you to
leave it? This is a long dash.
That was send help.
So in July of 1996, Walker took Mr. Platt out on his 24-foot yacht called Lady Jane. It's not the best boat name, but it's fine. Which he kept moored in Dittersham. In the River Dart, and he knocked him unconscious with a blow to the back of his head and threw him into the sea with a 10-pound anchor tucked into his trouser belt.
I've seen a couple of 10-pound anchors tucked into trouser belts in my time, I'm going to say.
Yeah, you can. Tell
us
more.
Absolutely. What do you mean?
Look,
there's no time in this
week's episode. Who have you assisted in murder?
I've said too much.
Assisted?
I've said too much.
I assume Dave couldn't pull off a murder himself, so he'd have to just help someone else with it.
Can I leave him make toast?
Yeah, even then he burns it.
Well, to be honest, that's how I've killed people by accident before.
Toasted them to death?
Yeah, well, they're in the bath and I'm like, can I have help making the toast? Oh, shit! Oh, not another one.
Oh, no, I don't know how the toast works.
I just want peanut butter toast.
That's all we all want. So the officer in charge of this murder case was Detective Superintendent Phil Sincock. And he said, there was one bit of luck in terms of the Essex policeman going to the wrong door. But other than that, it was down to painstaking police work.
You can't claim that, Phil Collins.
And some new groundbreaking scientific inquiries. So what, I was like, sure. Sure. A little bit of luck. Mostly excellent police
mostly
work.
Science. Okay, calling up Rolex and reading out a number over the phone.
Yeah. Well, they did a lot of stuff. So the police seized an entire van load of documents from Walker's house, and in amongst all that paper was a tiny receipt that told them that he'd recently purchased an anchor. And they were like, hang on a second.
Who keeps their documents in a van?
No, like, they got the documents out of the house and put them in their police van.
Right, I thought that he's...
They took the van. You thought that was his filing cabinet.
Yeah, please step into my office. It's this van. Okay.
That's himself.
I like how he's keeping the receipts, though. Oh, yeah. I don't need that at tax time, the thing I used to murder my friend.
You go to the shop and they're like, do you want a receipt? Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
I'd be like, no, and I was never here.
Can I claim this?
So they also took the yacht's GPS navigation system back to its manufacturer.
Rolex?
I can only assume.
Ah, Tissot.
Of course. And the best.
And the manufacturers were able to plot coordinates which gave the police the time and date it had been switched off and proved that it had been very near to where Mr. Platt's body had been found at the time that he was killed.
Case closed.
Yeah.
He sounds like he was trying to be caught.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I'm going to use a GPS.
He basically turned the homing beacon on.
Yeah.
A tracking device.
Maybe he should have just stuck to, like, fraud, you know? You're trying to run with the big dogs, trying to get into murder. It's like... stick to what you know.
You don't have it, mate.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, maybe
you're leaving paper trails.
What I would have done is not killed my friend. I would have just said, hey, man, funny story. I am living as you now. What'll it take for this to keep going on? Can I give you some money?
Can I send you back to Canada?
You're broke now. You want to go back? I'll fund that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got another idea. Let's fake your death. We'll leave your watch on.
Oh.
We need a meat grinder.
I'll take the fall. Then you can reassume your identity when I'm in jail.
As you.
Do you think?
Maybe. I just didn't want to break his little heart. He looked so excited.
Should have
crushed him. So they also did some tests on Rolex watches, and they found that it took 44 hours for a watch to wind down.
They work so hard. You know what I mean? Have a little scotch.
44 hours. You're going to have 44 hours off between shifts.
You know, after that big buzz you get on stage, what I call the stage, the wrist. And, you know, you're telling this man the time. Well, takes me ages to clock off. Yeah. Normally watch a few episodes of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Have a little scotch, kick back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my mind's still ticking over. You know, that's what it does. But even off the clock, I tick as well, yeah. Yeah, you know, for about 44 hours, then I'm able to rest.
Until I'm wound up again.
Oop.
Until I'll get wound up and then I'm off again.
Oop, here we go. Oop, yep, ready to go. 7 past 10.
So the watch stopped. It had stopped on June 22nd, which meant that he had died on June 20th, based on how long it took for the watch to wind down. Please don't act that out again. They found Platt's DNA inside the cabin of the yacht and zinc traces from the anchor on Mr. Platt's belt. So they've got all this evidence. During the investigation, police also found gold bars to the value of £25,000 in various locations.
See, this is what I mean. He had so much money to pay him off.
Yeah.
Just pay him off. Don't kill him.
But instead he's hidden it around the place in case he had to do a runner. Various, and he had like hiding spots.
Wow.
Yeah. So if he couldn't go that way, he could go that way and get some money. I'm speaking like, I'm looking at a map. You
right,
know,
not like, oh, it's left or right.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I'm not saying like that door or that door, you know.
But yeah, behind one of these doors is £25,000 in gold.
This really sucks. The guy who trusted his friend ended up dying.
Don't trust your friends. That's the lesson here.
My whole thing is if you'd just taken the Rolex off, you would have gone away with it, right?
Yeah, why? But I mean, what? How do you convince someone to, you could have taken it off after you'd hit him over the back of the head.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dave. I don't think these things through like a psycho.
I guess he just wouldn't have. He probably wouldn't have thought that Rolex would have such a identifiable watches. I guess.
What kind of self-respecting crook sees a Rolex and just leaves it?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Have some pride in your work.
He's really more into money fraud rather than stealing things.
He stole the watch, and someone ended up going, Hey, I reckon you've stolen that watch. Let's trace it back. Oh, no, it does belong to Mr. Platt, oh, so yeah. You're all good. On with your day, sir.
God, that'd be a weird conversation. I reckon you've stolen that watch. Like, I'm just ordering a coffee.
You're a TV repair man.
Leave me alone.
Oh, sure. You repaired the BBC and they gave you this watch. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, on your way. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for stopping by at my cafe. And I'm sorry that you just ordered a nice meal.
Sorry, I haven't had a coffee yet and I'm a little antsy and a bit defensive for no reason.
So the barista hasn't had a coffee yet.
Yeah, no. Oh, come on, mate.
Come on, mate.
Come on, you got to help yourself before you help others.
Yeah. Can't give from
one
an empty cup.
One for you, one for me.
Yeah,
that's right.
In the court proceedings, the judge stated, it is in my judgment.
Oh, which is what they do best.
Yeah, judge things. Mm-hmm. A callous, premeditated killing designed to eliminate a man you had used for your own selfish ends. And he said that Walker had found Platt to be, firstly, inconvenient, then increasingly a possible threat to your continued freedom. He became not merely expendable, but a danger to you, and he had to die. This judge, a poet.
Yeah, he's really sizzling the story.
The judge is also going, I get why you did it.
Yeah.
He had to die.
He had to. I get it. Still not a good thing to do.
Walker's on the stand going, that's what I said.
He gets it.
Yes.
Thank you.
He had to die.
Later that day, the judge also bought the rights to the story. I think it's been a great miniseries.
I get it. It's so gritty. Albert Walker was found guilty in 1998 and received an automatic life sentence for murder. But in 2007, he was transferred back to Canada, where he faced additional charges of fraud, theft and money laundering, and will see out the rest of his days in prison.
Wow, the Rolex murder. And if you'd chosen the quality watch like a Tissot, this never would have happened.
Yeah, get a Tissot.
I got given a Tissot once.
Mm.
Put it in the bin. Yeah. I said, I don't need your rubbish here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Need it in the bin.
Unless they wanted to give us any kind of sponsorship.
Yeah, I'll retract. We'll edit that out.
Yeah.
Mm. And we'll edit Tissot's under all our risks.
Yeah, no problem.
We are for sale.
Ding!
Just in case, between now
I did the ding, but Evan, if you could put the little light there. Ding! Thank you.
Well, we're even willing to create a new character, like a sort of a marketing logo for Tissot. Yeah. In my head, just spitballing, maybe some sort of a super-powered horse who used to be a man who fucked horse.
But
that's
now,
just top of the, that's top
but
of
now
mind.
It is a horse.
Yeah,
so
now
maybe
it is
it's
a horse.
The son of that man.
Yeah. Or is it the son of himself?
I was thinking that that was the punishment, like you're a man who fucked a horse, now you must be a horse.
Ah.
Yeah. But that horse on just above his little hoof.
Yeah.
Beautiful Tissot watch.
Beautiful watch. Well, that's it for the Rolex murder. This is a spin-off of our podcast, Do Go On, with over 200 episodes to listen to. If you liked this topic, you can check out some of our other killer episodes, like BTK, Jack the Ripper, The Manson Family, and The Zodiac Killer. You can subscribe for free on your favourite podcast app, and be sure to subscribe to this channel to check out our other videos.
Are they killer videos, would
They're
you say?
Killer videos.
Killer.
Really?
But like, so those podcast reports were about killers, but these other videos are really more in that kind of like, oh, killer kind
killer
of sense.
Sick.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Badass.
Because they're quite different.
Okay.
I assume. Unless you die.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.